Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Spy Masters, How the CIA Directors Shape History and the Future, by Chris Whipple, read by Mark Bramhall.
This one is for Anne. Introduction. There's something going on. In his seventh-floor office overlooking the wooded campus of Langley, Virginia, John Brennan sat at a conference table, hunched over his laptop. It was midnight, August 2, 2016, and the CIA director was surrounded by debris, black binders, white legal pads, a bowl of cold soup. It was not unusual for him to be there at all hours, poring over intelligence reports. In more than 3 years as head of the world's most powerful spy agency, Brennan often worked well into the night trying to connect the dots of an imminent terrorist attack. But he'd never seen anything like the threat he was now confronting. With his perpetual scowl, Brennan looked like an Old Testament prophet. At just over 6 feet, he was all elbows and knees. Barack Obama dubbed him Jumping John, a nod to Brennan's boast that in his youth he could dunk a basketball, before three hip replacements and multiple knee surgeries. More often, given the dire news the director usually brought him, the president called him Dr. Doom. A CIA insider, Brennan had joined the agency in 1980 on a whim and become a covert operative. But he was ill-suited to the clannish priesthood of the agency's clandestine service. Within a year, he'd left the Directorate of Operations, DO, to become an analyst. Introverted and soft-spoken, Brennan was the opposite of his mentor, George Tenet, the gregarious director who'd run the CIA under Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. The cigar-chomping Tenet had prowled the corridors of Langley, backslapping and cajoling the workforce. The attacks of 9/11 had been preceded by a cacophony of warnings, red lights flashing. But this threat, in the summer of 2016, was different, more like a gathering storm. "When you're CIA director, there are a lot of clouds up there," Brennan recalled. "You're looking out, and sometimes they're far off and they're forming, and you get the barometric readings. And sometimes there is that burning piece of intelligence that says there's going to be an attack tomorrow. Other times you realize..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?